The whole Burton Port to Letterkenny railway project's a project, you know, that's been talked about for a long time, and I think eventually it seems to be making some headway. It has passed stage one. It has now been handled by the TAA. It has gone forward now to stage two. There's been a feasibility study done on it, and they're recommending that it is viable for to go ahead with the project. So hopefully that will be accepted, you know, that by the government, by the TAA, and that that project will, you know, start to move on towards phase three, which I'm sure will be a CPO, and then on to construction. But I always felt myself, you know, that a project like that should have a signature point on the track, and I think there's no better place than down at the viaduct there at the log cabin where the train blew off the track just over 100 years ago. I think it'd be spectacular there to be able to cycle across them pillars, and you know, it's really in a good location because it's not too far from Glenveagh National Park. You have the Ohnharan River running right down there beside it. You're close to Downings and Kerrigart. You have Chrysler round the corner and Ards just down, you know, and then you have the Termin with the Craven that I've been involved with myself there. We have a lot of bicycles for hire now, and I think it all would tie in very nicely and naturally going forward. So I'm glad now that I got the other councillors, you know, to second and support the motion in the chamber today, and we're going to write now to the TAA asking them to consider that signature point on that Burton Port to Letterkenny railway line.
In Waterford, places like Kilmacthomas and Durrow got a huge boost when the Greenway went through them. Likewise, in Mayo, the Newport area, for instance, has had a huge boost there. It's proven across the country that Greenways can really give a boost to an area, and that whole area from Termin onto Chrysler, onto Dunfanaghy and around it, it could really do with that boost.
That's correct, Donal. I've been down and cycled that Greenway in Mayo myself, and I have to say, you know, the town in Newport, it was almost closed down. There was nothing happening there. Lovely town it is, you know, there wasn't much happening around it. And then you go on out to Mulroney, you know, between Newport and Achill. And both of them, you know, they're small rural areas, small towns, and they're buzzing. You know, it's just alive with people, and it has brought a great energy back into the whole thing again. And when you get out to Achill, like, the amount of holidaymakers that stay in Achill and using that as a focal point to cycle back again, and it's helping all their businesses. You know, their caravan parks and people there now using the lakes and the beaches out there, you know, when they get out to the island in Achill. So I think it's a 1-1 for everybody. I think, you know, our track has a lot to offer. The scenery on it is just absolutely fantastic, and you know, it's something that we need to try and push it forward and get that developed and get it as a part of our tourism offering here in Donegal, and I think we have massive potential for it.